This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I'm taking a shot at this thing, okay? And tomorrow we can go through, by the way, Brian's mock draft for the Cowboys, every single pick, and get you ready for this NFL draft. But today, and you can find this on 105.3 The Fan, I was peer pressured. Old Josh downstairs, he's like, hey, Brian gave us every Cowboy pick. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great for him. I was like, I'll send you a first-round mock draft. That's what I'll do. So I did.
And you'll like it.
And you will like it.
Team now, players, Jeff, that's what we are.
Anybody who wants to destroy me for any pick in here, feel free. I initially left out Micah Parsons, so I had to do some scrambling to reorder this thing. But he's in there now. We'll make it work. At number one overall, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Micah Parsons. No, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence, quarterback, Clemson. At number two overall, the New York Jets are going to select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU. At number three overall, the San Francisco 49ers will select Trey Lance, quarterback,
wow.
North Dakota State. I ain't putting Mac Jones in there.
I know you're not.
I'm not doing it. I don't believe it until it happens. And even then, I don't believe it. I don't understand.
Let me tell you why you should have put Justin Fields in there.
Oh, I probably should have.
Because people are saying Mac Jones and Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Total smokescreen.
And that would be
great.
Those
are the two least likely to get taken.
I probably should have. But I liked what I did with Justin Fields anyway. It worked out.
Okay.
Number four, the Atlanta Falcons select Kyle Pitts, tight end, Florida.
I like it.
No brainer.
At number five, I go toe-to-toe with Brian Broaddus.
Uh-huh.
With no sources whatsoever, Jamar Chase, wide receiver, LSU.
Oh, that's ballsy.
Oh, Butchie could be wrong, maybe.
Who?
Butchie.
Are you calling people out?
No. It could be wrong. Butchie's my buddy.
Brian, you worked in Cincinnati, right?
I just want to be their draft.
You just knew them?
I've known those guys forever.
Okay.
Those guys, those are my buddies because they have the smallest scouting staff, and they don't care about character. They just draft guys.
Jamar Chase at number five, Brian.
Gotcha.
At number six, Miami Dolphins via Philadelphia. Jalen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama. And Jalen Waddle is not Henry Ruggs, who is a run fast guy and hopefully make you some big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle is the real deal fast guy. He's a monster. At number seven, the Detroit Lions are in there fiddle farting around. They're like, what do you guys want to do?
They're biting kneecaps right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and Dan Campbell's over there gnawing on somebody's leg, and they're like, hey, what are we doing? And they're like, hell, I don't know. There's some good players, right? And then the phone rings, and Dan's like, hello? And Bill Belichick's like, hey.
Oh, you did it.
He gets up from his plate of kneecaps.
Yeah. And Bill says, I need that pick.
All right.
And they say, all right, what are you going to give us? And he's like, 15, 46, and something else, whatever. And Dan Campbell's like, if we pick at 15, can I still bite stuff? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you can. He's like, okay, that's fine then. So the New England Patriots at number seven select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
Nice move.
Way to go.
Mocking a trade is the stupidest thing you can do because now I'm going to miss every pick because the trade won't happen
not.
And then you miss every pick.
I tried to talk a guy into doing it today where you just traded basically the whole draft.
Yeah.
And you look smart at least trying because if you pick this thing chalk, you're going to be wrong.
Nobody respects that.
Yeah.
There's no winning if we're being honest.
There's no winning.
Unless you're who, Gosselin?
Got ripped.
Yes. Well, then you're ripped. Shot.
At number eight, the Carolina Panthers.
The Panthers.
Select Rashawn Slater.
Ooh.
Offensive lineman out of Northwestern.
Slater?
At number nine, the Denver Broncos select Patrick Surtain II.
That's my cornerback.
Cornerback, Alabama. Which puts the Cowboys on the clock at number 10 overall.
And wow.
J.C. Horn is available.
And so is Penei Sewell.
At number 10 overall, the Dallas Cowboys select Penei Sewell.
Look at you.
Baby,
offensive
did it. Look
at tackle. You.
Let's go.
Oregon.
Look at you. That's impressive.
And this is just me making a mock. Like, I'm going through it, and I'm like, yeah, what do I think they should do or would do? And when I got there, Penei Sewell was available. And I think if he is,
yeah,
I can see the Cowboys making that pick.
I agree.
I left J.C. Horn on the board, and I took an offensive lineman for the Cowboys at number 10, Penei Sewell.
Love it.
Texas killing you already, bro.
Let me see. Hold on. Bring it on, text. You want a piece of this? Do you want some of me? You can get some. At number 11, the New York Giants select Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama.
Ooh, we got to deal with that now. With no corners.
we'll find some corners. Oh, you know, that's what mock is for. The other rounds, we can find some corners. It'll be fine.
Actually, I got you a couple.
Okay, thank you. At number 12, the Philadelphia Eagles select J.C. Horn, cornerback, South Kakalaki.
We'll torch him. He can't cover anybody.
He can, too. At number 13, the L.A. Chargers select Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle, Virginia Tech.
That's a good pick.
That's a really good pick, Jeff.
Thank you, Gavin. Shut up, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I only wanted Gavin's approval on that pick. I want Brian's approval on the next one.
Okay.
At 14, the Minnesota Vikings select Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive lineman, USC.
Might be the best offensive lineman in the draft.
Might be. At number 15, I had to go back and put him back in because I forgot about him. Micah Parsons is going to go 15 to the Detroit Lions. That's where Micah Parsons is going to go.
Makes sense.
Did you just, like when it happened, did you know or did you?
I had put him in and then I was like, no, because I'm going to do a trade.
Right.
So I took him out of seven where I was going to put him. I was like, no, I'm doing
a
trade. And then I thought about him at nine. I was like, no. And then I forgot that I had put him in and taken him out. And so then I had to go back and rework it. So he goes 15, and at 16, the Arizona Cardinals are going to take Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker safety out of Notre Dame.
Now they got him and Simmons.
Yeah, and then now let's figure out where to put them both. Let's just pick a spot for each of them, okay?
There you go.
Go ahead and play Simmons at linebacker, play Koramoah at safety.
That sounds like a good plan to me.
At 17, the Las Vegas Raiders, who do not have a right tackle, they do now. As they take Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle, Oklahoma State.
Good pick there, Jeffrey.
I prefer Leroy Jenkins, but that is a good pick.
Leroy!
At least I have chicken.
Gosh dang it, Leroy.
Yeah. That is not what he said. Leroy ruined it for everybody. At number 18, the Miami Dolphins select our first pass rusher off the board, Quiddy Pay, Michigan.
Ooh. Oh, darn.
At number 19, the Washington Football Team Club selects Mac Jones, quarterback, Alabama.
I like what you did here.
Not at three, at 19.
I like what you did here.
Is where Mac Jones goes.
Should have just hung on to Colt McCoy if you wanted that.
At number 20.
This is the kind of content you approve of.
At number 20, the Chicago Bears select Greg Newsome. Cornerback, Northwestern.
Won't have to go that far.
Where's Northwestern?
Right there.
Illinois?
Outside of Chicago.
Oh, is it in Chicago?
Yeah.
Congrats, Greg.
Basically, yeah.
Didn't even know that. I have no idea where colleges are. Yeah. Indianapolis Colts at 21 select Jalen Phillips, pass rusher out of Miami.
Like it.
Tennessee Titans at 22, Caleb Farley, cornerback, Virginia Tech.
You did the right thing there, Jeffrey.
Did I?
You did.
What do you mean? Is that who's going to pick him?
Oh, no, that's the range he's going to start going. You got him in the right spot.
At 23, the New York Jets select Landon Dickerson, center, Alabama.
They immediately got tough there.
And he's going to blow out something.
Yeah.
Because he's had every college season of his career end with an injury.
He's a tough guy, though.
At number 24, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Alex Leatherwood, Alabama offensive tackle.
Rebuild that line. You need a line with Ben.
Better than picking a running back. I'm trying to help you out here, Pittsburgh. Running back ain't going to fix your running game, I promise.
They're going to take a running back, probably.
Try blocking. At 25, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Elijah Moore, Wide receiver, Ole Miss. At number 26, the Cleveland Browns select Jamin Davis.
Oh,
linebacker,
no.
Kentucky.
That's a good player.
No.
At 27, the Baltimore Ravens.
It's got so much better on defense.
Azeez Ojulari, defensive end out of Georgia.
Yeah.
28, the New Orleans Saints select.
Get him, Sean Payton.
Asante Samuel Jr.
Good pick.
Cornerback, Florida State.
Good job, Sean. You're thinking.
At 29, the Green Bay Packers select Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, Minnesota.
Cold weather receiver, right, Jeff?
Hell if I know.
Bateman, Minnesota.
Remember, Minnesota is cold, right? That's up there?
Yeah, man, I always talk about the cold weather receivers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 30, the Buffalo Bills waste a pick on Travis Etienne, running back, Clemson.
You thought that about them taking that quarterback a couple years ago.
Hey,
so
shut up.
That's going to be a great
pick. You got to sneak a running back in somewhere, so I slapped one in there at 30, okay?
That's a great pick right there for them.
At 31, the Baltimore Ravens are going to make it a little easier on Lamar Jackson. They're going to be like, hey, when you throw the ball, we're going to throw it like real short, real fast, some jet sweep stuff. Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, Florida, to Damn. Baltimore.
Damn.
And at number 32, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Carlos Boogie Basham, defensive end out of Wake Forest. That is your mock draft, and my prediction is that two of these picks will be correct.
All right.
Yeah, and 30 will be wrong.
About average.
But two of them, I'm going to nail it. One and two, I got it.
Well, I tell you what, that was outstanding work. That may very well be the final mock draft we have in the build-up to this bad boy. Could do more tomorrow.
So. Yeah, probably do like seven or eight, yeah.
Jeff's got YouTube tonight, maybe.
Oh, well, yeah, so, yeah, I'll hop on YouTube tonight, and I'll probably do about 70, 80 of them. Yeah, it'll be great.
Are you fed up yet?
Yeah, but it doesn't stop me from doing it. Just people click on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.